You're tuned in to the Clayton Connected podcast in Clayton County, where the world lands and opportunities take off. Welcome to the Clayton Connected podcast in Clayton County, where the world lands and opportunities take off. You're listening to our inaugural Clayton Connected podcast. In episode one, we're featuring the Clayton County Board of Commissioners strategic plan as our topic. Today, joining us is Chief Operations Officer Dietrich Stanford. I'm your host, Valerie Fuller, Communications Administrator for the Clayton County Board of Commissioners. Chief Stanford, welcome to the Clayton Connected podcast.
Thank you for having me, Valerie.
So we thought it really important in launching our very first podcast that the man, the Chief Operations Officer, be available and be able to connect with our citizens as well as our visitors to Clayton County in episode one to explain and talk about our overall strategic plan. What is the Clayton County strategic plan and why is it so important?
Well, Valerie, the strategic plan is, simply put, it's a roadmap. It provides the context to the policy direction that the Board of Commissioners is setting forth. Once that's done, if it sets the framework of the direction for the county, then operational plans through the 17 departments, including the courts, gives us an opportunity to ensure that there's some alignment between, one, the strategic direction the Board is setting and the operational plans that each of the respective departments are working towards.
So we know there are five pillars that are included in the strategic plan, and these five pillars were recreated, if you would, January 2022 at the board retreat, correct?
That is correct.
So one of them is economic opportunity. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so if you think about the strategic plan, we have what we call pillars. Pillars are really the tenets associated with the policy direction of the Board of Commissioners. Specifically around the economic opportunity pillar, this is our way of ensuring that we have a way of attracting businesses into our community, primarily through our Office of Economic Development and working in tandem with our Development Authority and a myriad of other community partners to really bring forth the work. Economic opportunity pillar simply is, how do we attract businesses to our community from a live-work-play perspective? And if we had to develop a metric in place that really brings that home, then we should look at things like household median incomes increasing. Do we have our business retention being one of such that is at a high level? How do we look at our GDP? How do we look at a multitude of metrics that are in place to ensure that the businesses see the value of not only working in Clayton County, but ensuring that we enhance the quality of our businesses throughout the region and primarily around the whole southeast part of the metro area.
So another one of the strategic plan pillars includes fiscal responsibility.
How important is fiscal responsibility overall to the county?
So statutorily, the Board of Commissioners annually is responsible for adopting the budget. The Clayton County budget, as of right now, looking at our FY23 budget, we're looking at roughly a little over $500 million as it pertains to our operational budget. And so if you think about fiscal responsibility, when property owners are paying into services within the county, we want to ensure that we have a framework that provides a responsible government of how we spend the taxpayers' dollars. The fiscal responsibility pillar simply is that do we have a metric in place that ensure that, one, we're being accountable for the taxpayers' dollars? Are we showing that the services for which the citizens are looking for is being taken care of? And then thirdly, as policymakers, the Board of Commissioners will have different report metrics in place that the things that the respective departments say that they're doing, that we can actually report out to the respective citizens that those things that they're holding us accountable for, that they're actually coming to bear.
The third pillar includes governance. What does that mean to the everyday citizen and or resident?
Governance, from my interpretation, simply means accountability to the work. How do we operationalize those respective areas within county government? And the example oftentimes utilizes that is ultimately, if the optics to the county is about crime, and we're trying to figure out ways by which we can minimize the impact of crime, then there should be a metric in place in PD that talks about how we're addressing burglary, how we're addressing robbery, how we're addressing issues that certainly are at the forefront of things that happen within the community. And then ultimately, do we have something that measures our effectiveness in that said space? And it could be a multitude of reasons as to why we may be effective or ineffective. It might be manpower, it may be training, it may be a capacity issue. It can be a multitude of things. So we constantly put the governance pillar out there to ensure those things that we think are best in class, are best practices within that area, the community as well as the leader of that respective area are utilizing those best practices to make better business decisions.
So recently, Clayton County went through a rebranding process, and we understand that that's part of the communication and image building.
Correct?
That is correct.
Talk to us a little bit about the new brand logo and how that concept came.
So about 2.5 years ago, we went through an exhaustive process that called for a myriad of our stakeholders to provide us feedback about who we think Clayton County is and what do we want Clayton County to be. So we ended up hiring a third-party company to come in and have a myriad of conversations with our internal leadership, the community, our policymakers, and some of our major stakeholders, whether that be the Chamber of Commerce, whether that might be the authorities. A multitude of the stakeholders played a huge role in providing feedback about what we believe Clayton County can be in the future. From that exercise, we were able to generate a multitude of strategies that we think will continue to push Clayton County in the appropriate direction. And primarily, what's centric to that conversation has been the airport. If we think that Hartsfield-Jackson serves as a major economic producer in the region, not just the county, then we want to continue to utilize that as the kind of the foundation in building out our direction as a county because, you know, the whole aerotropolis or the whole aeronautic space is certainly a key component about who Clayton County can be in the future. And so we build off the concept of what the airport is, and we use a lot of color palettes in space to, one, reflect the diversity of Clayton County. From that end, the communication and image pillar certainly speaks to how we utilize that image to, one, primarily show that there's uniformity in how we go about conducting our business, but more importantly, it provides a brand identity for our citizens and visitors that come to the county. So when they see the logo, they see how we go forth in our customer service, that ultimately they know that they're identifying themselves with Clayton County government, opposed to some other private entity that might have something similar in space.
So you often use
I use the McDonald's analogy, but I think even a better analogy may be certainly something that resonates with Clayton County citizens is Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, again, is not just pertinent to Clayton County. Chick-fil-A has companies throughout the world. And what you recognize is that there's a certain air that comes with being a Chick-fil-A customer, from the interactions that you have with the staff to the brand to the cleanliness of the restaurants. All that plays a huge role about providing that identity. So if you take that and apply that to Clayton County, we want to really continue to have that as the forefront of who we are as a community. Your interaction with our staff, that there's a unified approach to that. When you go in a certain facility, you know the brand, based upon you seeing the logo or seeing how we integrated the logo in a way for that particular department. So again, we're utilizing best practices within the private industry as a means to continue to bring that to government, so therefore our citizens can be proud of what we're doing as it pertains to the government as a whole.
Thank you for that. And if you have not seen the new Clayton County logo, you can log on to www.claytoncountyga.gov. Watch the latest video and watch how the brand is actually being used throughout the new launch of the website also. So last but certainly not least of the pillars is quality of life.
Quality of life pillar provides a lot of different tenets to different people, from, you know, your safety in your house to the different amusement or recreational amenities that you may have in your community, or even your ability to attract certain buyers to your community because you may be looking to sell your house or buy a house. So quality of life has kind of what I call a wraparound perspective about the pillars as a whole. But specifically when we speak to quality of life, it's about what is the notion that the citizens see about their pride for their respective community is really the basis of that. So we've done quite a bit within that space, whether you look at our SPLOS program, which is our Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax, where we've utilized money to build out new infrastructure in the county, whether you're talking about greenways and our trail system within the community, where we're building new recreation centers, where we're building new senior facilities or libraries, all play a huge role as it pertains to really exploring and elevating the conversation around quality of life. And so what we wanted to ensure from a facility standpoint and service standpoint, we didn't want to be second to none within the metro area. So the quality of life pillar really speaks to those respective live, work, play components, primarily play, and given an opportunity for citizens to know that they do not have to go outside of their community to have quality services within Clayton County.
So now we understand a little bit better about the strategic plan, you know, the vision document of Clayton County. How can citizens take part and learn more about the goals and where we are as a county, where we stand in stakeholders?
Great. So earlier, Valerie, you spoke to kind of the change in our website, and it's being a major means for communicating to our public about where we stand. The dashboards is an opportunity that you have an opportunity to drill down and see some specific areas in our operational plan that attaches to the policy direction. So the goal there is that if you go to the county's website, you know, claytoncountyga.gov, and go to our dashboards, you can interface and interact with specifically where we are as from a directional standpoint regarding the things we say we're going to do. Are we actually doing it? So it's a scorecard. And I oftentimes use this analogy. Playing basketball oftentimes is that when you're just shooting basketball with your friends, it's probably not that eventful. But the minute you start keeping score, you start taking the game serious. And we look at the dashboards in the same sense. We can tell you where we may be going as a county, but if you now can hold us accountable because you have an opportunity to say see the things that we say we're going to do, then it gives you an opportunity to be part of the solution opposed to constantly, you know, we provide in this context about what the problems are in the community. So it provides you an opportunity to give us feedback about whether or not we're moving out on those agenda items that you feel like are important and pertinent to the county. But also it gives us a report card as to whether or not we're in line with best of class. So therefore, you at least have a benchmark about where we should be heading as a county.
So let's move forward and talk about how our citizens can continue to engage with Clayton County government. Let's look at some of the ways that citizens can connect. How can our citizens continue to be connected to meetings or through our social media?
Great question. There's a couple of medians that we put in place that certainly will help. One of which is primarily our commissioners have what they call their community meetings. The community meetings give you an opportunity to hear specifically what might be happening in a respective district. And you can kind of get a hands-on approach as to those things that might be being developed, whether it's a new zoning change to promote a new business coming in play, or whether or not there's an event that's forthcoming that we want to get the youth and the seniors involved in. The community meetings that our commissioners actually host plays a number of beneficial opportunities for our citizens to kind of plug in about the direction. Another meeting that we utilize is our surveys. We've probably generated more community surveys in the last year than we have probably in the last 4 to 5 years. And the idea there is, how do we use an objective tool to get feedback from our citizens about things they would like to see, or more importantly, the messages that we think that we're conveying is actually emanating with the community. And so I oftentimes talk about there's a firm difference in communication and connectedness. You can communicate something sometime and your message is not clear. But when you are connected, then you're getting confirmation from the individual that what you're saying and what you're doing is in line with what they're hearing. So we're trying to ensure that the paradigm shift that we're having in space is that we're just not communicating, but we wanted to your point and our tagline, We want to be more connected with our citizens. So we're trying to develop other medians and other tools that we can utilize to ensure that we're hearing our community in the right way.
So we've also launched our external newsletter, our external e-newsletter. For others who are socially inclined on the internet, Facebook, Twitter, Nextdoor, our Clayton County government website, www.claytoncountyga.gov, as well as the commissioner's monthly meetings that you've already mentioned, as well as the board meetings, right? There's an opportunity for the general public to come and make comment at those meetings, too.
Most definitely. So our board meetings are facilitated every first and third Tuesday at 6:30 at 112 Smith Street is the location for our board meetings. In addition to that, the board conducts what we call work sessions. And the work sessions right now reflects the first Tuesday at 5:30 prior to the board meeting, and then the second Tuesday of each month. There's just a general work session that begins at 5:30 as well. And, of course, all those agendas and the primary focus for those respective meetings are posted on the county's website prior to those meetings.
Okay,
I'm your hostess, Valerie Fuller, inviting you to check out all of our podcasts at Clayton Connected Podcast at ClaytonCountyGA.gov.